Reminder of sin's results. One reminder alone remains: our Redeemer will always carry the marks of his crucifixion, the only traces of the cruel work that sin has done. Through eternal ages, the wounds of Calvary will reveal his praise and declare his power. Christ assured his disciples that he went to prepare homes for them in the Father's house. Human language cannot describe the reward of the righteous. Only those who see it will truly know it. No finite mind can comprehend the glory of the paradise of God. The Bible calls the inheritance of the saved a country. There the heavenly shepherd leads his flock to fountains of living waters. There are ever-flowing streams, clear as crystal, and beside them waving trees cast their shadows on the paths God has prepared for the ransomed of the Lord. Wide-spreading plains rise into beautiful hills, and the mountains of God lift their high summits. On those peaceful plains, beside those living streams, God's people, who have been pilgrims and wanderers for so long, will find a home. They shall build houses and inhabit them, they shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit, they shall not plant and another eat, my elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. The wilderness and the wasteland shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, and a little child shall lead them. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. Pain cannot exist in heaven. There will be no more tears, no funeral processions. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying, for the former things have passed away. The inhabitant will not say, "I am sick." The people who dwell in it will be forgiven their iniquity. There is the New Jerusalem, the capital city of the glorified new earth. Her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. The nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light, and the kings of the earth bring their glory and honor into it. The tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. In the city of God there shall be no night. There will be no tiredness. We will always feel the freshness of the morning and always be far from its close. The light of the sun will be surpassed by a radiance that is not painfully dazzling, yet immeasurably exceeds the brightness of our noonday. The redeemed walk in the glory of perpetual day. I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The people of God are privileged to interact freely with the Father and the Son. Now we see the image of God like something in a mirror, but then we will see him face to face, without a dimming veil between.